Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Junk.com puts kids in the driver's seat at Pembroke Pines Touch-A-Truck. Families flock to the city of Pembroke Pines Touch-A-Truck Vehicle Expo, where Junk.com put kids in the driver's seat of their truck, sparking joy and curiosity. CEO Nicole Tertiarisi shared that seeing kids light up imagining driving the big trucks was the highlight of the day. The event featured giveaways like Touch-A-Truck t-shirts, Hot Wheels cars, and hard hats from the city. Junk.com, known for eco-friendly junk removal services, was thrilled to be part of the community tradition, connecting families with the vehicles that keep Pembroke Pines running. Learn more about Junk.com services at their website.
Pyram Innovations AG offers webcast for investors on the 26th of September 2025, 11 a.m. CS. Pyram Innovations AG is offering a webcast for investors on September 26, 2025 at 11 a.m. ST. The executive board will share information on the first half of 2025 and future business development. CEO Pascal Klein and CFO Kai Winkelmann will discuss financial figures, business updates, and the company's outlook. The webcast will be in English and last for 60 minutes with a Q&A session. Pyram has revolutionized the recycling market for end-of-life tires with its innovative thermolysis technology. The company's sustainable business model aligns with climate targets, and its products have received respected certificates. For more information, visit Pyram's website.
Nuviz to present B2B last-mile delivery strategies at CSCMP Edge 2025. Nuviz, a leader in last-mile transportation management solutions, will be presenting at the upcoming CSCMP Edge 2025 conference alongside partners Ford Motor Company, Geodis, Sencora, and Bart Demoink LLC. The session, How to Build Resilience and Agility in B2B Last Mile, we'll explore how industry leaders are rethinking last-mile strategies to improve performance and visibility. Speakers include representatives from Ford, Bart Demoink LLC, Sencora, and Geodis, showcasing innovative approaches to B2B delivery networks. Attendees can gain insights on leveraging technology and collaboration to navigate the complexities of last-mile logistics. Visit Nuviz's booth at the conference and learn more about their solutions for improving delivery performance and managing disruptions in the logistics landscape. EFM Global executes 17 air charters in 60 days for film, TV, live events, and music. EFM Global, a leading international logistics consultant, recently executed 17 air charters in just 60 days this summer, more than triple the industry's typical seasonal average. This milestone comes as demand for increased delivery speed grows and logistics costs climb. CEO Gary Morter highlighted the company's commitment to foresight, reliability, and problem-solving. EFM coordinated multiple complex projects, including a major infrastructure build in Saudi Arabia and a charter from Los Angeles to Iceland. The team navigated customs requirements and last-minute challenges across multiple countries, ensuring on-time delivery at every stage. EFM's operational expertise supports large-scale projects and advocates for early logistics integration to drive efficiency. For more information, visit their website.
New York Marine Rescue Center to release adult loggerhead sea turtle at Tiana Beach on Tuesday, September 23rd. The New York Marine Rescue Center is set to release an adult loggerhead sea turtle named Pegasus at Tiana Beach on Tuesday, September 23rd. Pegasus was transferred to NYMRC in May from National Aquarium in Baltimore after being found stranded with buoyancy issues, likely from a vessel strike. Specialized weights helped her regain strength during rehabilitation. NYMRC provided a larger tank for her recovery, and now she is ready to return to the ocean. Before the release, NYMRC Executive Director Maxine Montello will attach a satellite tag to track her movements. This marks another success in NYMRC's mission to rescue, rehabilitate, and release marine animals. The event will take place at 90 Dune Road, Hampton Bays, NY, at 6 p.m. NYMRC is a nonprofit organization dedicated to marine conservation, while the National Aquarium in Baltimore focuses on connecting people with nature to care for our ocean planet.
Lionheart Health to present at the 2025 Octane Medical Innovation Forum, the science of longevity. Lionheart Health, Inc., a company specializing in organ regeneration and health span longevity technologies, will be presenting at the 2025 Octane Medical Innovation Forum. Howard Leonhardt, the executive chairman, will discuss their technology platform focusing on regenerative aesthetics. Lionheart Health's business model involves licensing their technology to clinics worldwide. They have been recognized in various competitions and awards for their innovative developments. The company is currently working on a whole-body regeneration chamber project. Lionheart Health is a spin-out of Lionheart Ventures, LLC, with a history of treating over 600,000 patients. While they believe in the potential of their forward-looking statements, they acknowledge the risks involved. For more information, visit their website.
Nikola Mining Inc., TCQB SIF, gains visibility among global investors at Elite Beaver Creek event. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.V as NIM and on the OTCQB, recently gained visibility among global investors at the prestigious Beaver Creek Summit. This event is known as one of the top independent investment forums for precious metals. Nikola Mining's participation provided a crucial opportunity to engage with potential partners, financiers, and industry peers. The company's presence at this summit highlights its emerging role in Canada's precious metals sector. With nearly 200 issuers in attendance, including Nikola Mining, the Beaver Creek Summit served as a significant platform for showcasing the company's progress and investor interest in its projects.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.